The discretion that these officers have is absolutely 100% legal,
Toronto-based lawyer
and
Heather Siegel points
we
out
should.
all of it comes amid the Trump administration's high-profile crackdown on immigration. And she says U.S. border officers have broad powers to search belongings and electronics at their own discretion.
Not a lot of the rules have changed in terms of entering the United States. And so what we're seeing is an exercise of discretion that's much stricter than ever before. And in terms
Officially,
of
U.S. authorities say the searches are meant to look for a wide range of material related to everything from child exploitation to terrorism. Guidance from the Canadian government says to comply and be forthcoming in all interactions with border authorities. After all, refusing to hand over an unlocked phone can be part of the reason a traveler is denied entry.
A lot of people believe that hiding apps, deleting messages will essentially protect you and that information would not be retrievable. That is false in many cases. In fact,
Cybersecurity
our friends
expert
from
Ritesh
Russia have
Kotak
been
says he's
using
often asked how travelers can protect their data at the border. The answer can be complicated.
Yes, you could use a burner phone, but at the end of the day, the lack of information on the device itself would be a red flag.
U.S.
And
authorities
maybe
insist only a tiny percentage of those entering the country will have their electronics searched. Still, it's just one reason for now many Canadians are staying on this side of the border.